they put you on a boat, like kind of right outside of Alcatraz, and you gotta jump off in that freezing cold water, try to scare you with stories of sharks in the waters, and they have always like boats kind of surrounding all the swimmers. See a seal or two pop out of the water, lightning and the thunder, and they have to pull people in. You know, I have like 2 miles to go, and I was like, no, you're not taking me in. I'm gonna finish this. I don't care, you know. Great experience, and it kind of taught me a lot about myself. You always got to analyze your failures. It was pretty simple. Just train a little bit harder. I would seek out advice from, you know, from professionals. I was always looking to improve.
An Iron Man here. We've got a CPA big time into Springsteen.
Springsteen redid this old folk song. I listened to it a lot when I was working on my CPA because there are times I thought I just could not go on. Yeah, and his energy, man. It's inspiring just to see him up there going hard. One of his old rules actually was Thundercrack. Just when you think it's over, you get another 5 minutes of just guitar solos. These songs that me and my wife are into, a song called Bishop Dance. He played it at the Rock a couple years ago. That blew my mind because like me and Amy were the only person in the whole, I guarantee you, in the whole crowd and we knew every word of that song. And some guy popped his head out and goes, Merry Christmas, everybody!
Music is the universal language. Everyone can speak to it and understand it. We're leaving. We get to a stoplight, and I have the song Immortality playing, and I am rocking out. The look on your faces was unbelievable. I mean, I think Amy's jaw was unwired. You know, our parents, our mom and dad, are people both you and I look up to.
They're just incredibly driven. It's like insane. Like, raising us 4 kids was one thing, but like, I want to continue that too. You know? Don't complain. Don't make excuses. Just keep pushing. Keep going hard, and you'll get there.
Igniting, inspiring, and evoking the fire within. You're listening to the What's Your Inspiration podcast with Fox Beyer.
Hello, and welcome to the 7th episode of the What's Your Inspiration podcast. Today I have a very good friend on. She plays music at night and is a businesswoman by day. Her name is Jenna Rebecci, and she is the co-founder of Trinity Web Media. And it's designed to give small business a bigger voice. Jenna, how are you today?
Hey, Fox. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad. We just, we did a couple of takes of that intro. I royally screwed up the first one, Jenna. And I so apologize.
Do not worry about it. Hey, you said it's the 7th episode? That's my lucky number. So I already feel like it's going to be a good episode.
I concur. How is 7 your lucky number?
So there's a few reasons why 7 is my lucky number. It seems to pop up a lot in my family where there are 7 siblings on my father's side. Dude. I live at number 7 on my road. I won't give out my address in case I have some stalkers. there's 7 years in between my sisters and I in age difference. And my mother, her sister, and her brother are all 7 years apart as well.
Wow. Are there 7 years apart from you and each one of your sisters? Or?
No, they're twins. So it was a two-for-one, we'd like to say.
Two-for-one deal. Well, just thinking about my own family dynamic, my parents are 7 years apart. So there's a 7 right there.
There you go.
Yeah, 7. I can't think of any other 7s right now. But wow, that's interesting. So 7 may be your lucky number. Episode number 7. I want to say it was all planned, but it definitely was not.
No, it wasn't.
It definitely was not. So maybe that's good. Maybe that's good. I want to get right into it with you right now. We're already into it, but to get more into the meat and potatoes of this podcast, if you will, you mentioned one of your favorite quotes. A smooth sea was never made for a skillful sailor. Okay. As you've been sailing through this, the inception of Trinity Web Media, explain some ways that you are helping small business gain a bigger voice.
Oh, that's a good question. So a lot of times, and I worked in, I guess I'll rewind a little bit. I worked as a small fish in a big pond for a while. I worked as a social media coordinator in a very large company. So I felt a little constrained after a while, which is why when Kevin, my co-founder and partner, approached me, and we talked about, you know, the need for, marketing tactics for small business, and we just kind of got into a conversation about it. It really struck me as something I wanted to pursue because I feel as though a lot of small businesses feel because they don't have the big budget, they can't do the big moves. Mm-hmm. And I think Once you start educating people on certain small things that they can do for their business to give it that bigger voice, they're relatively surprised. And in the way that technology is moving so fast, you know, within the past year that we've opened Trinity Web Media, we've really learned a lot when it comes to, you know, specific trends in, you know, the digital marketing presence. So, you know, what people are really engaging with, videos, photo content. Humans are very visual. So we see that one of the suggestions that we do provide to our clients is get visual for them. You know, show them what you do. Be less about words and more about visuals. And that in itself is really, I think, kind of shown them that there's, again, small little things that they can do to really, you know, open people's eyes.
Less gab, more show.
Exactly.
I agree. Do it. Don't tell me about it. Go ahead and do it. Show me. Yeah. I mean, that's big, I think, in everything, especially in, like, relationships. You know, you can say you're going to do something, but until you do it, you're not believable. It's about credibility comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is Trinity Web Media all about credibility?
What's that?
Is your company all about credibility?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And I think, you know, one of the things that we really wanted to set out and prove this year was, you know, the knowledge that Kevin and I could bring to the table when it came to certain things besides, or when it came to digital media. So, you know, Kevin's the website guru. You can go to him and talk about Google Analytics and SEO, and he could tell you, you know, some things that certain people might not even have any idea about that work in the back end, you know. And, you know, it comes into play where we have two minds that have worked in very different industries coming together, mm-hmm. and it really is a nice blend. Plus, I've known Kevin since kindergarten.
Yeah, you go way back.
We actually go back to diapers almost.
So Trinity Web Media has the inception a long time ago, maybe in kindergarten. You were thinking about these things, talking about SEOs and sort of Google platforms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kevin actually helped me initially set up my initial website. And now with the website that his brother Greg has set up for me, I see SEO on there and I have no idea what that is. Jenna, what the heck is an SEO?
Oh, the mighty, mighty SEO. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization.
Yeah.
And it's really how your website plays well with, you know, Google being the big search engine. You know, when people type in, you know, for example, you know, a subject that they're looking for, whether it be, you know, a baseball store in the area, or, you know, where do I get a good cup of coffee? How you structure your website and your social posts can actually tie into how high your website ranks when people type that in. So if you have high SEO, you rank higher, and therefore your results and your website results are on the first page of search. So let's be honest, you're not looking much further past page 2 or 3 when it comes to Googling something and looking for references or, you know, based on what you were looking for.
Right. So it's a tool to help you get noticed, to measure how much or how well you're getting noticed.
Mm-hmm. And proper SEO practices allow your website to rank higher than your competition, which is a big deal.
Yes, tis. So I see how Trinity Web Media is fitting into all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, we'll get people in touch with you because this is very simple stuff. I use a lot of technology, but to say that I'm savvy wouldn't be true. I do things without knowing I'm actually doing them. It's hard for me to show somebody how to do something, but through just kicking and screaming, we get onto a Google Hangout. And wow, I actually, I'm doing a Google spreadsheet. It actually worked out. I've tried so many times. There's a become a Google educator, a certified Google educator. And there's this really, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's the real long test that you have to take. And I've taken it 3 times, Jenna, and I have not passed it.
Oh, it's not fun.
No. Can you help me?
Are you allowed to have a cheat sheet? Are you allowed to have me, like, in your pocket?
Yes. We'll be on a hangout while I take this test. And I'll have you double scream.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Well, you gotta edit this part out. But anyway. Anyway. Yeah. That's informative. But you know, while we're on the subject, why don't we just do it now? This is very valuable information. How can people get in touch with you via Trinity Web Media?
Well, there's a few different areas. We have a website that we launched, www.trinitywebmedia.com. And we also have following good social practices, a Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. So you can also find us on those social outlets. And, you know, we welcome any inquiries. And, you know, the beauty of the business that Kevin and I are really trying to build is that each client is their own entity, a diamond in a sense. There's no same, you know, business like them, you know, when everything's encompassed. And we really try to get to know our clients, talk about their goals, and really see what we can do to, you know, suggest areas that they can build on and that they can make their business, again, have a bigger voice and be bigger and better. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we pride ourselves on, you know, being the little fish in the big pond for a while, you kind of get bored and you're swimming around and there's no real place to go. You're just kind of chilling in that pond. But I think when you have, you know, more of a dynamic, you're able to create, you know, even better, more specific content or projects for, you know, a business to stand apart from maybe the bigger, but yet more, what's the word I'm looking for? Not as colorful businesses. There's no real feeling behind it. If it's, you know, cold and dark, it's giving something life and personality really sets it apart.
Right. You're trying to find, I don't know if you're trying to find the diamond in the rough, but you're trying to make all these businesses realize their true potential. You're trying to find it and say, I don't know if you noticed, but you do this very, very well. Let's focus on this a little bit more. I like it. Thinking about best practices in technology and social media, this might be rudimentary for some people listening to the podcast, but let's take Facebook and Twitter. And you say you're a small business just starting out. How would they use Facebook and Twitter differently to market themselves?
So, it's interesting because social platforms are, while they're kind of grouped together under one lump, they are very different. And you find different audiences on different social platforms. A lot of people prefer one over others. You know, for LinkedIn, for example, it's very business. And you try to keep your voice business-like on there. And I think you reserve that for your business contacts and also, you know, the professional relationships that you have in your life. So I think, you know, the first thing that clients need to understand is, you know, the basics behind, the different platforms, and, you know, what benefits they would find using them. You know, if you're a visual company and you want to show off your, say you're a tile company and you want to show off, you know, beautiful rooms, most of your content's going to be visual. Most of it's going to be something that people can look at and say, that's beautiful. That's what I want in my home. Okay. Now how do I get it? So it's kind of, you're looking into your audience and you're also looking into the type of content that you want to post to figure out what's your best outlet.
Gotcha. You know, in a previous episode, Greg Taylor, who both you and I know, you know, he talked about one of the biggest things you have to get right from the jump in a business is knowing who you're talking to. And you're echoing his sentiment there. Mm-hmm. For sure.
And Greg has mentored, you know, Kevin and I, and, you know, he's been around to know and see how the digital landscape has definitely kind of traversed itself. And he's seen some things. So we like to take his suggestions definitely into consideration a lot.
Big borrow and steal.
Yeah, there it is.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it. Excellent beginning to this podcast here. Now, let's dive into some books. Now, that's what you do by day. Now, we're getting into the nighttime, Jenna, a little bit. You know, Trinity Web, Trinity Web Media during by day, talking about books. You mentioned books. You're eagerly awaiting, quote, the arrival of this book, and please correct me if I mispronounce any word. She's holding it up right now.
I'm holding it up. I finally received it. I even have a little bit of notes. There's a little, if you hear that, that's the notes in it.
Go ahead. Give us the title and what it's about.
Yoga Poses, Teaching Yoga, Benefits of Yoga and Yin Yoga by Lily Penrose. It was highly recommended on Amazon. One of the things that I said that I wanted to do in 2017 was really focus on a healthy mind and a healthy body. Because I think that ties heavily into what type of business owner you are. I think if you know how to take care of yourself and manage your time so that you're effectively doing so, it carries itself into your business tactics and your business mentality. Not to mention meditation, I think, is a great way to kind of simmer down after a very long, busy day. Because one of the things that Kevin and I have realized is that as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, you definitely work more hours than your typical 9 to 5. That's for sure.
Yeah, you all are on all the time. I mean, yeah. you're really into that, as Greg said in episode 5, the work-life blend. You have to do it. You have to do it. I mean, but you're on 24/7. I mean, I've gotten that. Now, talking about that, you know, healthy mind, healthy body. I mean, it's to me, it's, I don't want to say common sense, but there's a reason why your head sits on top of your body. It's the most important thing. We stretch out our bodies so much, but we don't do a lot of that with our brains.
Yeah.
Right? So here's what I want to do, Jetta, with you now. I want to share what I've learned about some yoga practices and maybe do a couple of brain exercises. Are you ready?
Okay, Sensei, let's go.
Sensei. yes. Quote, you just called me Sensei. Oh, I'm flattered. A small tear is coming out of my left eye.
You better add that to your business LinkedIn profile now, Sensei.
Sensei. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I need to compose myself. So what we're going to do is a simple brain exercise. So it's being recorded. But what we're going to do is now we're going to put, Jetta, I want you to make put your hand in front of your face, not just kind of to the right, and then make a gentle fist, okay? And I want you to put one thumb out and one pinky out, okay? And, well, not at the same time. So just thumb out.
Oh,
just
okay,
thumb out. And then thumb in and pinky out. And then right. And then switch. Okay? Do this for about 5 seconds. This is a brain exercise here. Okay? A gentle, meditative brain exercise. Okay, we're good. We're going to shake that hand out a little bit here.
Yeah, shake it out.
Okay, offhand. Okay, it's got to, your palm's got to face you.
Yeah.
Thumb and pinky. Thumb and pinky. Just making a fist, people. One thumb out, one pinky out. Okay, at separate.
Are you supposed to be thinking of anything while you do this?
Or no, not at all. You're just focused on the task at hand. Okay. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're good. You're thinking that's cake, right? That's cake. Do both fists facing you.
Here we go.
With one hand, put a thumb out, and one hand, put a pinky out.
Oh, I'm never good at these.
And then
okay.
Switch. Oop. And then switch. Switch. Thumb and pinky out, and then switch, people. Thumb and pinky out, switch. We can do this. This
okay.
is part of what's called Dawn Yoga that I learned back in 2008.
Oh, wow. Is it weird to say that I actually feel oddly calm after doing both at the same time?
Oddly calm. I've never heard of someone use those two words in the same sentence. But yes, of course, you have a right to your feelings. And then you shake your hands out. So there we go. That's part of just.
I feel refreshed. I'm ready to go.
Feel refreshed. Let's see if hold that book up again, if you would, and please say the title and the author again for anybody.
Sure, it's Yoga Poses, Teaching Yoga, Benefits of Yoga, and Yin Yoga by Lily Penrose.
Lily Penrose, and I wonder if those exercises we just did are in that book.
I'm going to have to report back and let you know.
Report back and let me know. I don't have the book on me, Jetta, but I wanted to recommend another book to you.
Okay.
It's called The Genius, and she's going about to write right now. I'm going to say it again.
I am. I got my pen out. Ready?
Yes. It's called The Genius of Flexibility. The Genius of Flexibility. I don't recall the author, but it's got a bunch of simple exercises you can do, and it's specific to certain feelings, and it's not absurd. But I can recall about in 2009. Okay, I'm with the Somerset Patriots, and I'm throwing batting practice in the batting cage to one of our outfielders, and he was striking out a lot. And I suggested that he do a couple of stretching exercises. And he knew that I was reading this book. And he asked me, he said, "Fox, you're telling me that after every time I strike out, I should do this stretch? You must be nuts." But it's very specific. And it's got thousands and thousands of stretches in there that you can do that are very yoga-like and a lot are simple. And a lot are more complicated, so I would suggest maybe after you finish that book, you move on to The Genius of Flexibility here in 2017. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. I'm trying to really expand my book knowledge for this year, too. So
expand your book knowledge. I think we all need to do that. You know, reading to me, people say, "I hate reading." You're not going to hate reading if you read about a subject you love.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You get past a certain point, and you read about something you love, and you're going to be good to go. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So getting into books, let's play a game called What, Which, and Where. I don't know if you've heard about this on the podcast, but it's gaining great popularity. For those who listen in to the podcast. But I want you to tell me where you think, it could be from a song, it could be from a person or a book, where you think or know these quotes come from. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So the first what, which, and where is this. Here's the quote. Tell me where it comes from. "Some walk with no sweat and turn their steps into pirouettes." I'll say it again. "Some walk with no sweat and turn their steps into pirouettes."
So it rhymes. It rolls off the tongue, which makes me believe it's a lyric.
It's lyrical. It's lyrical. Say it again. You think that quote is lyrical?
Yes, I think that quote is a song lyric.
Okay. From which artist might you think it's coming from?
Jeez. I don't know why the Beatles come into mind, but for some reason.
It is Beatlesque. You're saying that.
Okay, so I'm on the right path. Oh, yeah.
keep running with it.
Any clues? Do I get like a lifeline?
You could actually call anybody you want right now if you'd like. I would love to see you call somebody. "Some walk with no sweat and turn their steps into pirouettes." You're saying it's Beatlesque. Any clues? This comes from somebody who you know.
Who I know?
Yeah, you know this person.
Is this a Greg Taylor quote?
No, but this person also knows Greg Taylor.
Oh, man.
So, unfortunately, well, it's not from the Beatles, but to call it Beatlesque is quite flattering.
Is it you?
It's absolutely me!
So, yeah,
So it's actually from my book, and I'm kind of holding it up from Letter Kindling. It's from a poem, and it could be a song if you like to make it into a song, Jenna.
I smell a collaboration. Maybe 2017.
I smell a collaboration. I like it. it's a poem from a poem, possibly a song now, called "Easy Right and Awful Wrong." So basically, I'm commenting on the things that I struggle with that most people find very, very simple, and how a lot of people can make things that are so easy look so terrible. So another line from it is, "Some walk like they are not of this earth. When walking, their faces are like those of cows on AstroTurf." So
okay, now I really want to make a song to this. I need to figure out like a harmonica or something going on.
Oh,
with
it would be flattering, because to be honest with you, I have sent my poems to a lot of people, And they say, "Yeah, Fox, I'll get back to you with some lyrics." And I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting.
It's gonna be a go. It's gonna be good.
And Greg and I have done a bunch of. Greg and I have done a bunch of collaborations, and he's been great. And with me, and you hear a lot of them at the end of the podcast. And I think Easy Right, Awful Wrong can go at the end of our podcast. Not bad. So Easy Right, Awful Wrong. That's where Some Walk with No Sweat and Turn Their Steps into Pirouettes comes from. Okay, the next from What, Which, and Where. Are you okay? Are you surviving?
I'm still, yes. I'm ready.
surviving. Who said this? The great gift of human beings is the power of empathy.
Man, I'm kind of stumped on this one.
No, you.
This sounds like a quote, though.
Oh, it's undoubtedly a quote, and I'll say it again, from a person. The great gift of human beings is the power of empathy. Jenna, you know this.
I'm going to need you to enlighten me, my friend.
Well, I'm going to give you some hints, like I did last time.
Hints.
You know of this person. You know of this person, and you are a reflection of her in a lot of ways, I think.
I mean, is this one of my musician favorites? Possibly.
I'll say this. You know, you, as a businesswoman by day with Trinity Web Media, and music lyricist and artist by night, you're just like this person. You are certainly a river wrangling badass.
So you're talking about Miss Meryl Streep.
Yes, I am. So if you don't know people, what I do with my guests is I ask them questions beforehand, and you mentioned Meryl Streep and that you quoted her as being a river wrangling badass.
And I'm not a movie person. I have to be the first to admit, when I was growing up as a kid, I was out in the woods catching frogs, pretending I had an Australian accent because I was going to be a naturalist. That was my playtime. I wasn't really like a movie person or a TV person.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It definitely had me learn a lot about amphibious animals, I'll tell you that much, but... my movie knowledge was pretty piss poor until recently, when I started kind of playing catch up. And The River Wild, I think that was the name of the movie. And it was very interesting. It was a 90s movie, which I think 90s movies are great to watch in general. They just bring you back to a point in your life. You know, for me, I was, 10, 15 years old.
I wasn't, you know, I was old. Older. I was older.
See, exactly. Please, you look younger than me. Get out of here.
No, people know.
I kind of compared it to, her there was me in my woods, playing around in the riverbed, pretending that I was also a river riding badass. So, I've been enjoying catching up on my movie trivia, but it was a very random movie to be... catching up on randomly now.
I like the unpopular random movies, and it's river riding badass, not river wrangling badass. I'm sorry. Wrangling has been in my head for a while. I'm just starting to use it, people.
I think a river wrangling badass might even be a step above a river riding badass. So I think you're onto something.
I concur. We kind of see that could be part of it. You can put that in the song, Easy Right, Awful Wrong. I think that could be a line added to the song.
There you go, verse number two. Let's go.
The wow, ideas flowing here on episode number seven. Ideas flowing. Okay. So we're reaching enlightenment here in What, Which, and Where. I have one more. Okay.
Ready.
It's from a song. Okay. So we have from a book, a person, and now a song. Okay. Yeah. Now, you've mentioned that you're getting in, listening to a lot of rocking reggae music now, okay?
Yep.
Right? Okay, so yep. The light bulb is going on. Who wrote and sung this? But I know it won't be long, like a bird without a song.
That's not Mr. Marley, is it?
You're on the right track.
I mean, that's not that hard.
But I know it won't be long, like a bird without a song.
I know it won't be long, like a bird without a song. It's not a Sublime song, I don't think.
Love Sublime, but it's not a Sublime song, no. You just keep thinking now.
It's not by the artist that I told you to listen to, right, Ms. Tash? Sultana?
No, it's not.
Okay. Oh, man. I know it won't be long, like a bird without a song. One more clue. Just one more.
If you ever watch the documentary Muscle Shoals, he is on there. I love this song. Oh, God, I love this song. Don't look on your phone, Jenna.
Dang it.
You're looking
on your phone. I thought I was having a lifeline. I'm not allowed a lifeline.
Well, that's when you call somebody. Not looking on YouTube.
I'm not good with the documentaries and the movies.
That's okay, because you were out in the woods as a kid catching frogs, pretending you were Australian.
Really? Is he a surfer? I'm gonna play a little bit. No.
To the best of my knowledge, this man is not a surfer. But I'll play a little bit of the song right now and see if you can hear it, and then you can name him. Yeah, it's not really that loud.
No, it's okay.
But I know it won't be long.
Okay, I've heard the song, but now I'm blanking on that name.
Sitting here in limbo. Oh, that's terrible. Jimmy Cliff. Yep. Sitting in limbo.
Jimmy, and I guess I'm going to write this down, because now I'm going to listen to this song in entirety, because limbo.
Please make it part of your set list on Wednesday night at the Myersville Inn.
Listen, we take suggestions, and if you want me to add this to the list, you got it. Yes. I will do this for you.
Yes, please. I actually lose it.
So the next time I'm on your show, we're gonna have to maybe have a recording of that.
Perform.
Goodness. Exactly.
Oh, I gotta get my pipes ready. I'm telling you what.
I want you better.
Actually, I'll leave it up to you. I'll just play the background music. I'm just kidding. I actually did it. We did
on
a
tambourine. You want to be on the tambourine?
I could. I have very little rhythm, but I did episode 5 with Greg. We did a tribute song that we made up about Prince. Yeah, it's called My Turn to Cry.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So again, put that on your list. Wednesday nights, you better play that song. I'll send you the lyrics after the podcast. She's actually writing this down. Oh, you're the salt of the earth.
Well, you know, it's funny enough, I do have a dove in the house. I could have had him on my shoulder during this podcast, and then that would have just made it, you know, fit so well.
This is what it sounds like when the doves cry and are on Jenna's shoulder.
I didn't mention we're a very big household when it comes to birds. We have a love for our feathered friends here. So I do have a pet. His name is Diego Von Fuego, and he is he's kind of awesome. He's a sun conure. Yes.
Diego Von Fuego. Can you bring him on the show now? Where is he?
Do you want me to go grab him real quick? I can.
You can go grab him while I play Sitting in Limbo by Jimmy Cliff.
There you go. Let's do it.
Okay. People will enjoy this while Jenna goes and gets her bird friend.
Like a bird without a song. Well, they're pulling up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Sitting here.
You all are back. I will kill the music. And there is your birdie friend, Diego Von Fuego, the first appearance of a bird, episode 7 of the What's Your Inspiration podcast. Does he talk?
He says, come here. You say, come here, Diego? Say, come here. He likes music.
He does.
He likes to bob.
I'll play some more music. He's bobbing. Bob with him, people. Bob with Diego.
He's 3 years old.
3 years old.
He's 3 years old. He actually, you can't really see, but he has no toenail. So we think that when he was...
There it is, yeah.
There it is. We think that when he was a little baby, it might have gotten, you know, caught in something or bit off. But we were going to call him Stubbs.
Okay,
for that.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was so bright and cheery, he became Diego Von Fuego.
Diego, please, please say come here.
Come here.
Come here. I'm trying, people. We're trying. Come here. Diego, come here.
He's trying. Come here.
Come here.
Poor
Diego.
Come on. Did you hear it?
Yes, we got it. We got it. One more time, Diego. Come here. Come here. He's bobbing his head.
You're getting a lot of bobbing tonight.
So a little more background on Diego. How old?
He's 3. He turned 3 in November. Mm-hmm. And I got him when he was about 5 months old.
Five months old. And what kind of bird specifically is he?
He is a sun conure. He's very chatty.
Sun conure.
He's a sun conure. He's I think they call him actually a sunset or a sunrise sun conure because he's so red. So he's a little bit more of a special breed for what I was told. So he's awesome though. He'll live to about 25, 30 years old.
Okay.
So I'll have him for a little while. But that doesn't beat our other bird who my mom had actually received from a friend, lived to be 76. So yeah, they're in it for the long haul with you if you let them.
Tell you what, he's right on your will be left shoulder. And where do you find in the world these sun conures?
I believe it's South America.
Okay.
Yep. He's really big into cuddling, as you can see.
Yes, suddenly up by your ear.
Right by my ear. He's very curious, and he's very playful. They're actually known as, like, the clowns of the bird kingdom, from what we were told to. So he likes to entertain. He likes to roll around and be goofy. And
Bob is heading. He's being very obedient right now. I love it.
They gotta come here. Now we're on top of that.
Now he's not being as obedient. He's crawling on your head, as I can see here. Crawling on your head. Has he ever been crawling on your head while you have sung a song?
I've sang, and he definitely, he likes it when I sing. He's funny. He makes noises, kind of like what he's doing now. I don't really know if you guys can hear it as well. Come here. There you go. Yeah.
There it is. Got it. Oh.
So yeah, no. He likes just interaction with people. He was handheld a lot when he was a baby. So you find he kind of thinks he's a human sometimes. But he's a little firecracker, literally and figuratively.
Literally and figuratively. Now, how many birds do you have in the house?
Oh gosh, we have a few. We had a white dove that we rescued that was given to us. We have a cockatoo named Cody, and we have a African gray named Sinbad, and we also have a parakeet. We used to have two, but unfortunately one passed away recently, so we have a full house of birds, right?
Right. I'm sorry to hear about the one bird passing away. African grays, I heard you say that. They live until they're very old, is that correct?
Yep, they also have, I think, a lifespan of almost anywhere till 70, 80 years, some of them.
Wow.
Yeah. But they're also supposed to speak a lot, and for some reason, my sister's bird doesn't want to say a word. Come here, buddy.
Diego just took off. I think what's happening is Diego is stealing all the thunder in the house.
I think so.
That's awesome. thank you for bringing Diego on the podcast. And Diego, thank you. Come here.
They just said, come here.
Okay. That's his way of saying thank you. So, getting down to the bottom half of the podcast here, of this episode, I have witnessed you doing your thing as a musician at night, being the artist and singer and just unbelievable artist that you are at night. And I would like you eventually now to perform an a cappella version of the song Dreams. But people that don't know, on a lot of Wednesday nights, I go to a local establishment on Wednesdays, and Jenna is frequently there doing her covers of songs and covers of other songs as well. And it's I'm going to compare you to June Carter Cash and Stevie Nicks. Okay, that's
very flattering.
I mean, you mentioned the Beatles with me and my little quote, and I really feel like when I close my eyes, I feel like I'm listening to a little bit of a mixture of Stevie Nicks and June Carter Cash. So if you're ever in the area here in Long Hill, New Jersey, swing by the Myers Building on Wednesday nights. She's there a lot. And where else do you perform, Jenna?
So I usually perform with our good friends. They're at Coon Ridge Ramblers, and we're on, like you said, Wednesday nights at the Myersville Inn. We also play at the Washington House, which is in, help me out, Basking Ridge.
Basking Ridge, here in New Jersey.
Yes, it's also New Jersey. They have a great menu and a really cute setting. It's like, it kind of gives you that whole, like, boathouse feel in there, which is nice. And, you know, I've gotten to play at the Sterling Hotel, which if you are, you know, from around this area, you know, is a great spot to have a, you know, a beer and a burger and catch up with your friends. You know, I've gotten to play at Rolf's before too. And then, you know, I got to credit a lot of my music career comes from Ross Griswold. And, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't really be singing like I do now. He kind of took me out about, I'd say, like, 2-3 years ago, and he was like, hey, do you play music or sing? And I was like, yeah, I dabble. He goes, well, you're coming to the Myersville Inn and you're gonna play. And I was like, okay.
Really how it happened? Really?
Here we go. Yeah. And so it kind of turned, you know, went from there into what it is today. And I get to play with a lot of really great people, you know, including Ross Still and you know, my mentor who, you know, unfortunately she passed this past year from cancer, but
Nancy, yes.
She, I know, I think you got a chance to, you know, check her out before.
I did. Never met her, but I witnessed a lot of her work, and went to a benefit concert a couple of years back now. But yes.
Yeah. And, you know, she really showed what it was to, you know, set herself apart just from an instrument perspective, I think, because you don't see a lot of women players play in blues harmonica. So, you know, stepping out of that comfort zone but still finding comfort in that instrument was pretty cool, and being able to share that with her, you know, and get her mentoring for the, you know, the past 4 or 5 years was really beneficial to me as a musician. So, you know, I thank her every day for that.
Yeah, and I see the connection now. I mean, I feel like you're very, very polished, and I see now the connection with you and Big Nancy. And, yeah, on the harmonica, she got after it.
Yes, she did. That's a good way to say it.
She got after it. I mean, like, it was the last time she was playing, every time that she played, and it, I love the harmonica. I mean, I love pretty much any instrument, but anybody that gets after it on the harmonica and jucks and jives, I'm all about that.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
You better believe it. Jenna, we need to end this with a bang. Now, with Diego Von Fuego, you promised me and now us that you would do an a cappella version of the song Dreams. Are you up for it?
I am totally up for it.
Totally up for it. Give us a little background on the song and your take on it and all of this.
So the first time I heard this song, I remember I was sitting in my mom's car, and she put it in the tape deck. And I just remember listening to it and I didn't really know what to think of it. You know, I was like, oh, they're talking about a baseball game and it raining. And, you know, as a kid, it was all very literal. But when you go back and you look at the lyrics.
Originally sung by who?
What's that?
Originally sung by who? Who's the original artist?
Oh, you're telling me. I guess now I'm going to probably look like a Momo because I always thought it was, you know, Stevie Nicks in the band.
Yes, yes, just being for our audience.
Okay, I thought it was a trick question.
No. We're not playing What Witch You Wear, Jetta. We're not playing What Witch You Wear.
There's definitely certain songs that I've been like, oh, this person started it. And then people are like, no, actually, that wasn't. Yeah, that's
how I know it from Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. Okay, good. So, all right, I don't feel it was like such a Momo.
No.
No, but, you know, it's funny because, you know, listening to this song, it always brings me back to being in my mom's car and listening to it. And for some reason, you know, that song stood out to me, you know, and it just followed me through life. And, you know, I think that Stevie Nicks is awesome in general. I think she embodies some really cool, badass woman qualities too. So, you know, if I can sing, you know, do her justice and sing it right, then I'm happy.
I hear you. And just so people know, Diego Von Fuego is now on top of Jenna's head, and you can hear him making noise. He's being a little sassy. Let's see if Jenna can handle it here. If you want to put him somewhere else while you do this, you may, but I would love it if you would do your version or a cappella version of Dreams.
I think I can do that, and I think he'll allow me to do that for right now.
Great. So I'm going to leave it to you. Eventually, this is Jenna Rebecci doing Dreams from Stevie Nicks.
Now here you go again, you say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's only right that you should play the way you feel it. Listen carefully to the sound. The loneliness and the heartbeat drives you mad. And the stillness of remembering what you had. Oh, and what you lost. And what you had. Oh, and what you lost. Oh, thunder only happens when it's raining. And players only love you when they're playing. Said women, they will come and they will go. Oh, when the rain washes you clean, you know. You know.
That was outstanding. I mean, the hair is standing up on the back of my neck. I'm lucky I get to hear you play and sing most Wednesday nights. And really, that is one of my favorite songs. And you do it great justice. Thank you, Jenna.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Woo! People, if you don't like that, you do not have a pulse.
And Diego actually, you know, behaved for most of it.
He did. He was bobbing his head a little bit, spreading his wings. But
he likes his music, so he does Mama proud.
He stayed pat. He stayed pat. Jenna, again, outstanding. To wrap up here, two things. How can people get in touch with you and Trinity Web Media? And who do you want on an upcoming podcast?
Who'd you
like as a guest?
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. There's a few people I'd like to see. But you can find Trinity Web Media, again, www.trinitywebmedia.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And I guess I would love to see on your next podcast. I would like to see Ross on your next podcast.
Ross Griswold. Now, a little bit about Ross. We mentioned him. A great musician, great friend. He's got an album out called Greywood. You know, I love all of the tracks on there. I love the ending track, Dawn. And you're on there, okay? People, Jenna is on there on more than one track.
Music cameos, yeah. Which is great.
You're on one called The Right Groove. Am I correct in saying that?
Right Groove. I think it's Right Groove and oh my gosh, I'm blanking out right now. There's two tracks.
Yes.
We'll let everyone figure out which tracks.
But you come out great in both of those tracks. Very talented musician. And Ross is a guy that really has a yearning and does understand people and wants to help people.
He does. I mean, both his professional life and then with the music. I think he's a great mentor and a great friend. So I think he'd be a good choice for your podcast.
I concur. I told him that as well a couple of weeks back when I bumped into him out performing one night. We will get Ross Griswold on the podcast. You have my word.
Nice. So, and we got to work on, you know, making those poems, that poetry, into some awesome lyrical songs.
That's right.
I'm great working with you. I'd like to get on that too.
That'd be great. It's called Easy Right, Awful Wrong. We'll add in the line "River Riding Badass." It'll be a hit.
Yes, it will.
It'll be a hit. Jenna, thank you so much. It has been an absolute blast.
Fox, thank you for having me. This has been a lot of fun. And I think lucky number 7 again strikes again.
Number 7 strikes again. Okay, people, I'm Fox, and Jenna and I will talk at you all later. That is the end of episode 7 of the What's Your Inspiration podcast. Take good care.
Peace and love.
You have been listening to the What's Your Inspiration podcast with Fox Beyer. Because impact on each other is the greatest currency you could ever have.
Easy right, awful wrong. Sitting here, readying my pipes, grab a seat and sit tight. Grab a seat next to your gong. Let's make a list. Easy when right, awful when wrong. Some can walk with no sweat and turn their steps into pirouettes. But some look like they are not of this earth. When strolling, their faces are like those of cows on astroturf. To many, it's the dance floor they love. It's for them they can cut a rug. But for others, dancing is mind-body apartheid. Cutting the rug is awkwardness embodied. And what about artists, the craftsmen of hands, creating lush rainforests out of mounds of sand? What about the other half that can't connect the hands with the eye? Picturing a beach resort, yet drawing a pigsty. Turning what I wrote into what you heard, a title that of something along the lines of the absurd, forming these words into a song, it will be called Easy Right and Awful Wrong.